Famer Dean Cox. The Doc, Peter Larkins, fair bit on the agenda for the AFL with the injury list at the moment. We'll get the Doc's thoughts on that and Chad's brother's quiz before we wrap up. The first hour was dominated by Richmond having a sook about being moved to Marvel, but also captains. And I thought two performances from round eight were as good a captain's performances as you would have seen. One was on Friday night from Joel Selwood. The other came late on Sunday with Western Bulldogs' Marcus Bontempelli, who is skyrocketing through the ranks of the game's best captains. One man who played with him. And, if you don't mind, the 2015 Captain of the Year, as voted by his peers, SEN's very own Bob Murphy. Bob, thanks for joining me this morning.
G'day, Kane. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Nice to be on a decent radio show for a change. This is very exciting.
Oh, well, you guys have been dominating. You're very creative, Bob and Andy, back this afternoon as well. I have been enjoying the song theme as well, just getting an artist or a band to sum up your team's performance. I do like it.
Okay, well, it's been a bit of a hit for us, so feel free to give me a suggestion for next Monday or in the coming Monday, because I know you're a bit of a culture vulture. So if you've got a band or a singer, you let me know, mate.
Yeah, maybe something out of this decade, Bob. It'd be good. I don't know. Some Justin Bieber or something. Some Taylor Swift. Come on. Beyonce. Give me something.
How long ago was Bryan Adams? Is he considered new music?
Yeah, well, he'll do. No, he's my era as well. Hey, I got you on, Bob, because I would have made a terrible AFL captain, right? I would have just been no good. I would have had no lens for what was going on outside my own little bubble. And I mean, that's a reflection of mine that I would have done some things differently when I was playing. And it probably took you some time to get to the level that you got with your leadership. Were you 29 when you were named captain? It certainly wasn't early on in your career.
No, I was 32, yeah, which for me was a blessing, I think. Yeah, I think you're being a bit harsh on yourself, because I just think the role itself just forces you to broaden your lens on things. And and not to use too many metaphors, but I noticed becoming captain at a late stage, but your antenna becomes very much tuned into other people's problems, pretty much. It's who's in the side, who's out. You know, football clubs as a business model are a really bad business model. You know, 44 players, 22 spots, and at the end of every year, there's always redundancy. So as an actual, and that's if you have a good year. You're kind of always tuned into managing the sort of discontent to a degree.
So so that's the off-field. And Ken Hinckley always used to say, the best leaders, they play well most weeks on game day and they sense the moment. What about the extra pressure of having the captaincy badge and being in a game where you're, I don't know, down by three goals just before three-quarter time and you thinking to yourself, I've got to do something here. I'm the captain. How much does that weigh on you? Because I'm watching Bontempelli and Selwood and Cochin and the best captains. They sense that moment and they can influence, the old cliche at a captain's time when it's needed.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're sort of asking now, I always found it was kind of balanced out for me anyway. There is the added responsibility, but also, which is a weight on your shoulders, but it also put air in your tires, because as a captain, every sort of action, every conversation, every little moment in the game, it has an extra added weight of significance to it. So that can actually sort of motivate and bring the best out of you, hopefully. But it is the thing of limitations as well, though. So, and you mentioned a few of them now. I mean, I look at Max Gawn, Bonty, and Joel Selwood, and to a lesser degree, Jack Steele at the moment. I think he's rising sharply. It's one thing to have those thoughts that you're saying about, of recognising, okay, this game is building to a point where something needs to happen and there's going to be a moment of influence, and maybe I'm the person to have that. But it's another thing to have the ability to actually go and do that and then execute it. So I'm kind of amazed by so many of the leaders in the game at the moment who have the ability not just to sort of have the presence of mind to acknowledge it, think themselves through it, but then to actually go and do it, and sometimes do it in spectacular fashion. And I probably watch him closer, but I honestly do think at the moment Marcus Bontempelli is almost head and shoulders above the rest of the rest of the captains in the league in terms of being able to recognise it and then act upon it.
Yeah, so talk to me about him and his development, because we're sort of witnessing greatness. He's going to end up, I think, as the Western Bulldogs' greatest ever, which is a massive call. Mm. But if you look at the resume that he's already got, is it a big call, and is that the way he's tracking?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a big call, but it's not one that makes me sort of wince or flinch. Mm. Mm. You know, I didn't see EJ Witten play. I played with Chris Grant, but not when he was maybe at his absolute peak. But he's just a very special player, he's a generational kind of player. And he came to us, interestingly enough, at a really low ebb for the club. And I remember joking with a few teammates that it was almost as if there was a computer program and we tapped into the computer what the team and the club needed, and and the piece of paper it shot out was Marcus Bontempelli. Just good in the locker room, influential, incredibly talented. And it became apparent to us straight away that he was he's a special player, and that he was going to be a captain and probably going to be one of the great captains. And I became the captain soon after, and it was kind of assumed that, Easton Wood was the vice captain and he'd be the next captain. But Easton and I had both had conversations around part of our job was to just shield Marcus for as long as we possibly could, because it takes a toll being captain. And although he was probably the number one choice, we didn't sort of want him to be have to be the leader at 20. Have to be captain for 14 or 15 years. The longer Ethan and I could sort of hold the role, the sort of better it would be for Marcus and the club. That was the sort of rationale anyway. But he's a special one.
Yeah, he is. Does it make you nervous that he's unsigned or not?
No, it doesn't really, because I think, I'm sure you've probably dissected this, but there's as many ways and styles to be captain as there is clubs in the league. But one of the things that I hold to on a high level is you can lead the team, but you can also lead the club. And I think as much as anyone, I think Max and Joel and Trent Cotchin, clearly, they lead their clubs as well as their teams. And Marcus is so invested. He's a torchbearer for the history of the club, the future of the club. So I don't speak on his behalf at all, but I would imagine it's just a matter of working out something that's fair and reasonable. And something that's fair and reasonable would be a whole heap of money, I would assume.
I think that's right. And it goes up every week. Yeah, I don't think there's any real concerns. Where does the award, of all the things you did in footy and you play for such a long period of time, where does that AFL Players Association Captain of the Year, which is voted on by the peers, where does it sit with you?
Well, I didn't win much stuff, to be honest, Gane. Different to yourself, you were more like a football colonel. You had sort of medals dangling from you. No. You wouldn't have got through an airport from
Don't
Port
be
Adelaide,
silly.
Best and fairest.
Don't be
but,
silly.
But I think it. I hold it in such high regard because that time in my footy life, everything became very heightened, and I'd never tried as hard at anything in my life, I don't think, as being captain of the footy club. Mm. So, to be recognised by your peers, because that's not really what you sort of think about while you're playing your footy, because out on the field it's so hostile and chaotic and you shake hands before and after the game, but there's no real connection with your opposition players. So to think that for a brief moment in time, they acknowledged, what you did as a leader at that time I'm unashamedly proud of it.
Good on you, mate. I appreciate you reflecting with us this morning. Now, you're back from three today. Have you got a special sort of outside sort of setup at BMW today? Did I read that somewhere on social media?
Apparently so. I'm not sure what the actual
you
physical...
You better find out.
Yeah. All I know is, Kane, I look after the micro, which is it's Footy Jumper Friday. So I'll be taking down a big suitcase of old footy jumpers. Andy, he looks after the macro. So,
all right. I've got it here for you. Okay. So 3 o'clock.
And he's the BMW guy. Yep.
6 Coventry Road. Nan Warren, that's how I say it, isn't it?
Nary Warren.
Nary Warren, that'll get me. So make sure you know what you're doing. But 3 till 6, Bob
okay.
and Andy, the guys have been dominating. A lot of fun, but a lot of serious stuff as well. They'll take your calls down at BMW, mate. Thanks for your time this morning.
God bless you, Kane.
Oh, Bob Murphy, and I've done it again. I've done it again, haven't I, people? Pickers has just texted me off the record tomorrow morning, Kano. Sucked in. So good on you. 15 minutes past 10 o'clock. And if you are heading to Marvel Stadium tonight, and for any other game at Marvel Stadium for that matter, I'm looking forward.